Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on The Mix. You're listening to CBiz Media. Hey, everybody. It's that time again. It's time for a little tea with our friend Dre Bell Rock. So keep it right here.
How you been doing, Dre?
I've been doing excellent. I'm so happy to be back. And I definitely have some tea on today. So I'm excited to share this information with everybody. So get ready for the tea. So to start, we're going to talk about the premiere of The Lion King, which honestly I thought was an amazing movie. It captures the essence of the original film. And it was star-packed with a lot of stars. Some of the stars that stood out to me was James Earl Jones as Mufasa, Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino, as Simba, Beyonce as Nyla, and Ashley Woodard was in it. And it had some more stars in it, but it was just a great movie and a great remake. Some people were criticizing the way Beyonce talked in the movie, but honestly, her role wasn't that big, and she was sufficient for what she did on the role. So I think it was just a great remake. And it really brought the animals to life during this film, and it was just great to see. And if you love the original cartoon, I think you would like this movie.
Yeah, because I was gonna ask you, do you think it's really worth going to see the same movie? I guess it came out back in the 90s. So it's really worth going to see the same movie?
I think it's worth going to see the same movie because, honestly, it's a new generation of kids. And also, some adults who may have never seen that movie. So if you're somebody who never experienced seeing The Lion King, you get a new chance to see it with the animal brought to life. Maybe you could check out the original after you watch the new one, or watch the original before you watch this new one. But it's just a great movie to watch. I enjoyed it, and I think anybody who sees it will enjoy it too.
Yeah, there's a lot of big Lion King fans. That's like a classic now. Came out in the 90s, but it's still like a classic film. So, I mean, even if they reworked it a little bit as far as the way the images looked and everything, it's a great story. So, yeah, I have to check it out myself. Now, what did you think about Beyonce's video that's connected to the movie?
Well, that's what I was talking about next. So okay. Beyonce actually dedicated to The Lion King, called The Lion King, The Gift. So it has the song Spirit, which they put in the movie. That was the only thing they added was the Beyonce song. And I honestly think that song is wonderful. They put that song in there at the right moment, and it really popped in the movie. And it went along with all the other classics, like Can You Feel the Love Tonight, I'm Gonna Be King. And it just was great, a great addition to the movie. And she has this new album called The Lion King, The Gift. And it's star-studded. And it's very Afrocentric. And she gave a lot of African artists a chance to feature their gifts that people may have never heard in the United States. And some of the standout tracks on there to me is the track Bigger, where she talks about her personal life, being a wife, and how she struggles to be a good wife, but she does it anyway. Find Your Way Back, which talks about how you may get out of the way when you get a little older and kind of not get away from your upbringing, but then you bring your way back home. And then she has a track called Brown Skin Girl, where she just celebrates the fact of being a brown skin girl and being a woman of color, which I think is just powerful. And then Other Side and Move Forever was some other standout tracks. And Move Forever is just featured with Jay-Z, so you know they can't go wrong. But it was just a nice album, so I think it's worth listening to. And I think this Spirit song may be a chance for Beyonce to really get her first Oscar. The movie is doing great, so we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I did see the Spirit video, and it was really moving. I felt like it was some really good tones in there, beautiful colors. It looked like it was in a setting in Africa. It was really beautiful, so I'd have to give her big kudos for that video. And it did have a good spiritual vibe, a positive vibe to the song, so I loved it. Thanks for giving us all the details on her album.
Yeah, that's the album definitely worth checking out.
So what you got next?
So next, I want to talk about a show that premiered on VH1 featuring the one and only Lil' Kim, the Girls Crew show. And basically, Lil' Kim is going on this exotic trip on a yacht, and she decided to bring some of her celebrity friends along. And this show has had two episodes so fans that are fans of Little Kim. And I think it's just amazing how she's showing her personality. It's Little Kim, Maya, Chili, this girl named Dina, Phoebe Simone, this late girl named Tiffany, which is her best friend, and Char DeFrancis. And this show is just amazing. Like, it's only been two episodes, but the first two episodes is TV gold, and it's a good show so far. And you can really see how Little Kim's personality shines through. And her clothes is very nice.
So what are they doing on the show?
So basically, they're going on a cruise. They're cruising around the world to different exotic locations. And she just brought her girlfriends along for the ride. This is a all-expense paid trip. And they are taking a ride and cruising. And just, they're having a fun while they're doing it. Partying, meeting men along the way. And they're just going to different exotic locations all over the world cruising. So it's called Girl Cruise on VH1.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. It makes me think about that movie Girl Trip, but since she has all that money, she can go to all these different exotic locations, so that's even better. All right, that sounds like fun.
First thing I want to talk about right quick, legendary comedian Eddie Murphy, he has just got one of the biggest deals ever, and I think he's still in the works, but I think he got it. So basically, Netflix is going to pay Eddie Murphy $70 million to do a Netflix comedy special and a movie. So $70 million just for a comedy special and just to do a movie on Netflix. I mean, that's a lot of money and just two items to do. I think that's a great payday. But Eddie Murphy is legendary. He hasn't done comedy in years, but I think it'll be a good special worth watching. And I think he's cashing in the bank and making all the money.
Well, I'm happy for him. You said $70
million? $70 million for a Netflix special, for a movie, and a comedy special.
Wow. He's
getting paid $1 million, and I think that deal is already inked. So I think he's getting the money. He already got it.
Well, he's getting paper, so God bless him, and he's on the comeback, so I love him. He's like a legendary comedian, so I know he can't go wrong with whatever he comes up with the special and the movie. So I'll be watching. Yeah. So, anything else you want to share?
Just a tidbit. So, Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio is coming out with this movie called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And it's supposed to be a great blockbuster movie. I don't know how interested I am in going to see it, but they say behind the scenes, Leonardo DiCaprio was telling all the staff and crew, do not look him in the eye. And I think that's weird behavior, allegedly, though. They said he didn't want nobody to look him in the eyes while he was on, when he recorded the movie. But this movie's supposed to be very good, and it just talks about, like, Hollywood and these guys trying to make it in Hollywood with Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt.
Oh, boo, Leonardo, if it's true. We hope it's not true. We hope he's not like that. Because I like him and Brad Pitt, and I like Quentin Tarantino. He always does some crazy stuff with his films. So I hope there's some kind of cool twist in here. I know he's got to have something up his sleeve for this film. Okay, we're probably going to have to check in with you and see whenever you watch it and get your review on that. Something I would like to watch, I'm a fan of The Voice, and right now I think they're on hiatus. So now I'm watching BET Sunday Best, and like, I've always heard about Sunday Best. It's been around for a while, but I'm really getting into it now. So I invite everybody to check out Sunday Best for all those Voice and American Idol fans. And if you love God and gospel music, it's an awesome show to watch. Kirk Franklin, he's hosting the show. And also Erica Campbell from Mary Mary, as well as a couple other great gospel artists are judging. And the last show that they did, they did like a Broadway type classic movie theme, like, you know, some of the church scenes in some of our favorite movies. They sang some of those songs. And then before that, they did a little twist where they took secular songs and they changed them up with the gospel sound. So they have a different theme every week. So I think that show is worth checking out. So check out Sunday Best.
I couldn't agree with you more. When the show first started off, they had them singing a cappella to auditioning. So, I mean, that was business right there. Like, what's better than to check out your voice and sing a cappella? And the people stood out. And then by the time they got to the live show, you could really hear everybody's voice pop. Everybody in that show is talented. And I enjoyed the R&B twist episode. And it's just been an amazing journey. And Kelly Price started off a little hard as a judge, but she's easing up on them, and I think she's falling in love with the contestants. I think this is a great makeup Sunday best night that they brought it back. I think it's amazing. I like the show.
Yeah, you have to have a hard-nosed judge like Simon Cowell, so I guess Kelly is taking that stance on Sunday Best. Speaking of Kirk Franklin, everybody's been talking about how he was recently confronted by a street preacher, and I shared the video with you, and I'll probably post it up on our Facebook page as well, but everybody's been talking about this video where a street preacher confronts Kirk Franklin. So you saw the video, so what is your thoughts on it?
So I watched the video, and I just think that guy was being a little hard on Kirk Franklin. Here's the thing. Kirk Franklin's been a minister of music for all these years, and his music always reached so many people, and I think his music is positive. I definitely think Kirk Franklin is a Christian. I think he loves Jesus, and I think that guy was going a little bit too hard on him, talking about Revelation, and then he wouldn't even shake Kirk Franklin's hand when Kirk Franklin was trying to explain to him, like, let's sit down, talk about the Bible, let me bring the word to you, let me tell you how I feel,
right.
Let's break bread, talk about it, and break this thing down. But I think you're overreacting a little bit. But Kirk Franklin was so nice and cool, he kept his cool, and that guy was seemed like he was trying to really get a rise out of Kirk Franklin, and I think Kirk Franklin just handled himself with dignity.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. He kept referencing the BET Awards, basically saying that he should have been preaching to the people, telling them that they need to stop sinning or they're going to go to hell, instead of singing and dancing. But, you know, that's what he does. He sings and dances, and that's how he shares the gospel. You know, it's everybody's got their ministry and how God wants them to bring the gospel. And I was watching some other YouTubers' opinions on it, and you know, you don't have to beat people up over the head, you know, with the gospel and do things that way to try to get your point across all the time. So I kind of think that guy was really trying to get some more publicity for his channel or something. I think that's really the main part of why he tried to confront him like that. Yeah, but I'm proud of Kirk. Yeah, like you said, he stood on his own, but he wasn't mean, he wasn't harsh. And we'll see how this little thing continues, because they're supposed to have a conversation with each other and really talk deeper into it. Again, I think this guy's just trying to get publicity and ratings. That's why he wants to talk to Kirk Franklin in the first place.
Absolutely. And that Love Theory song is an amazing song. Kirk Franklin, he still has it. He makes great music. That Love Theory song is so positive and uplifting. I love that song. Every time I hear it on the radio, I'm just out of my head and jamming and loving it.
Yep, I'm loving his new music. I feel like it's some of the old Kirk with some new stuff. So, I mean, I think it's hot, and I think it's a blessing that he's out there representing God the way he does. All right, you got anything else, Dre, so we could just wrap up?
I guess we could kind of wrap up a little bit. You know, I just want to talk about a few things, and, you know, I enjoy talking to you today. Hopefully we can definitely do this again. I have some more tea.
Yeah, the tea was pretty good today. We were kind of nice today. We didn't have, I mean, it was all positive, upbeat. It was cool. So, yeah, we're going to do this again. Thanks again, Dre Bill.
Hey, you're still there? Thank you. Thank you for staying here and mixing it up with me. This is The Mix, Irene, CBiz Media. We want to thank you again for that tea. And I wanted to add a little more tea. There's some news about Bella Thorne. She is a Disney star. That's how she started, but she's an actress, basically. And she just came out to let everybody know that she's not bisexual, as previously thought, but she's pansexual. And I remember some years back when Miley Cyrus, who's also a Disney star, came out and also said she was pansexual. Currently, she is married to a man right now. But the whole thing about pansexual and all these different sexualities that we have today, I think that we need to focus more on who we are and not who we're sleeping with and who we're having sex with. I don't think that, I think that should be more of an afterthought, because what you do in the bedroom is private. It's not essentially who you are, yet people fully define themselves by their sexuality. Our society is very oversexed. Pansexual, guys, if you don't know what that is that you're attracted to male, female, transgender, homosexual, any type of sexual identification, you're attracted to all of those. I say there's nothing wrong with brotherly love. Love everyone, yes, but don't love everyone, in my opinion. Don't sleep with everyone or feel that, hey, I like you so much, I love you so much that let's just go to the bedroom. That's not really called for. That's why God has things set up the way that he does, because if he didn't, we'd all just be having sex with everything. It's kind of crazy, but that's how the devil wants us. He wants us to be distracted, and he doesn't want us to focus on our connection with God or focus on our purpose. He wants us to focus on things that happen in the bedroom, and that's not the totality of a person, or that shouldn't be the totality of who you are. But we love everybody. We show love to everybody, brotherly love, the love of God. And we pray for this society. We pray for everyone in whatever they're going through. And I hope that everybody just figures out what's most important to focus on. All right. Thanks again for sharing the tea with us on this special episode. And we'll be back with more CBiz Media. All right, guys. Did you dig today's topic, what we were talking about, or were you not feeling it? What were you thinking? And did you like our guest today and what they had to say? Well, if you did, if you didn't, just let me know. Email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. Or text me at 313-681-1521. We're always looking for more guests, so just text me again at 313-681-1521.